Desde Grecia, aquí Salónica. Tras las huellas de la presencia judía, historia, tradición, legado sefardí y patrimonio cultural. Testimonios, caminos de vida, valores. Desde Grecia para Radio Sefarad. Con el apoyo de la comunidad judía de Salónica. Investigación y realización de Ángela María Arbeláez.
One synagogue that represents one of the real vibrant threads, you know, in Jewish history. Greek Jews were simply those Jews of the Byzantine Empire who were conquered by the Turks, who spoke Greek. And some of them had communities that went back to the 10th century, some of them had communities that went back.
En Creta tenemos una de las presencias judías más tempranas en territorio helénico, que data del siglo III antes de nuestra era. Es que este lugar de la bienvenida a mucha gente tiene un gran significado, declaraba a periodistas y amigos cuando corría el año 2010, Nikos Stavroulakis, Nikos Kanan Stavroulakis, quien ya no está con nosotros y a quien rendimos hoy este sentido
homenaje.
Nicolás Stavroulakis, amigo y maestro, con gran tristeza, las comunidades judías de Grecia, amigos, recibieron la noticia de la pérdida del director fundador del Museo Judío de Grecia, así como del Museo Judío de Salónica, Nicolás Daniel Hanan Stavroulakis, en la pequeña sala museo, creado en la calle Melidoni, al lado de la sinagoga en Atenas, forcejeó con pasión por el cuidado de objetos que ya se habían reunido gracias al esfuerzo de recolección de las distintas comunidades, informa en su comunicado de prensa el Museo Judío de Grecia y Hebraico Museo Helados. Así es como nació y se creó el Museo Judío, que fue inaugurado en 1979. Pronto, la colección creció y él mismo trabajó sin descanso para localizar y recibir, estudiar con amor y dedicación los restos de la herencia judía que se encontraban dispersos en toda Grecia después de la guerra. El Museo Judío de Grecia fue establecido como un museo didáctico, dando prioridad a la inmediatez de la comunicación con el público y refleja la naturaleza intensamente artística y la fisonomía espiritual de su primer director. El legado vivo de Nick Stavroulakis sigue presente en la sede actual del museo, concluye en su boletín de prensa el Museo Judío de Grecia.
The dead Jews of Crete. It's a monument to how successful Hitler was, at least here, in destroying all of the Jews, in destroying all of their historical memory, and leaving this humiliation. It's going to be a memorial, you know, it's going to be a place of prayer, it's going to be a place of recollection, and it's going to also be a place of reconciliation. So the only vision I had up until now was really basically rebuilding this place, you know, and I know I don't have a community. He said, you have to pray in it. And I said, all by myself? And he laughed. He said, all by yourself. And I went home that night, and I'm not observant. And I couldn't sleep. And in the morning, I got up, and I got out of the drawer my old tallit, my tefillin, and my sidur, and I came over here, 7 o'clock in the morning. And there, all by myself in there, I laid tefillin, I put on my tallit, I said the whole shacharit service, and I have to admit, I felt very good. And I could feel them, and well, you saw where I am. And they would come and just sit down. These are Christians. They would just sit down, you know, and be quiet. And I would do whatever I was doing. And out of this emerged this very, very strange community, which is not a Jewish community. Some of them are Jews, some of them are atheists, some of them are agnostics, some of them are... Then I'm not going to have time to ignite someone else's vision as to what this place could be. Because it's not something that appeals to someone who is ambitious. And I'm tired. You know, I'm reaching an age where I realized in the last 3 or 4 months, you know, that I've neglected myself. And you know what it's like to be lonesome, you know? And you know what it's like to suddenly find yourself with an enormous number of people and you're completely alone, you know? And that's a valuable experience to learn in life, you know, how to be alone. Yeah, I'm also, you know, suffering from what painters get.
Declaraciones a visitantes y medios de comunicación israelíes, Nikos Stavroulakis decía y hablaba sobre su visión y deseos y sueños y preocupaciones. Este será un lugar de oración, memoria, reconciliación, de encuentro. Mi visión ha sido reconstruir este lugar, refiriéndose a la sinagoga Etz Haim de Hania o Canea en Creta. Sé que no hay ya una comunidad. A veces veía gente observándome en la puerta, cristianos. Entraban, se sentaban, observaban. Una de mis grandes preocupaciones es el que no tenga tiempo. El que no tenga tiempo para inspirar a otros sobre mi visión. Sí, la verdad es que estoy cansado. Estoy, te sientes, estás en medio de la gente, pero está solo. Nikos Hanan Stavroulaki, 1932-2017, Wisconsin, Hania.
The Greek Jews were simply those Jews of the Byzantine Empire who were conquered by the Turks, who spoke Greek. And some of them had communities that went back to the 10th century, some of them had communities that went back to the 13th, some of them had communities that were back even earlier. Crete, you see, we had one of the earliest Jewish presences. you know, which went back all the way to the 3rd century BC. You know, and this antiquity of our communities here is one of the major threads in this tapestry that we're building here.